We're back with Colorado Matters. I'm Elaine Grant, in for Ryan Warner. Ever seen a pro skier fail at, skiing? I'm not talking about the odd fall here and there. In this year's Warren Miller Entertainment film, three pros desperately try to stay upright on military ski gear from the 1940s. It's part of a look at the Army's famed 10th Mountain Division, once based near Leadville. Those soldiers skied wearing 80-pound packs and carrying rifles, not to mention wearing ski apparel made of cotton and wool. The film crew tried to simulate those circumstances. I talked to producer Josh Haskins about how hard this was for the film's pro skiers.
They could not buy a turn, as we like to say. It was interesting to see because, yes, they're such great skiers, professional skiers, been on camera numerous times before, and to see them just struggling so badly out there was something to be seen. It was a very humbling experience for them, I think.
And you can see some pretty funny segments of film in that clip with them just not being able to get up. So here's one of those three skiers that we've been talking about, Scott Kennett, discussing what it was like repeating that scenario.
I mean, if you get a little bit forward, you're gone. If you get just a tiny bit back, you're gone. How'd they do it? And then the skis just don't want to turn. With the heavy backpack that they would wear, that they could do this. This is insane.
You chose, as we've said, three expert skiers for this segment, in part because of some connections they have to the veterans of the 10th Mountain Division. Tell me about the folks that you chose to try on this gear and try to make it down the mountain. What connections did they have to the original 10th Mountain soldiers?
You know, the skiers that we used in the segment all had these connections to the 10th in some sort of way. Notably, Tony Seibert is the grandson of a 10th veteran, Pete Seibert, who went on to be one of the founders of Vail Resorts. Scott Kennett was the nephew of a 10th veteran named Jim Kennett. Jim was not so lucky to return from the war, and Chris Anthony, being a Vail Valley local for a number of years, has done a lot of research and work with the Colorado Ski Museum based there in Vail, and has interacted with some of the veterans over the years at their reunions that they would hold in Vail.
So did it mean a lot to these guys to be in this segment of the film?
I think it was a very emotional time for them to step back in time and see how and where the 10th vets trained. And I really think it was a different environment for them compared to a regular ski shoot where we're going to a exotic location in the world or a upscale resort. This was something much deeper. I think they got a lot out of it.
This is skier Scott Kennett talking about Tony Seibert.
His grandfather fought along with my uncle, and here we are skiing together, you know, almost 70 years later, and it's a really neat feeling to share that with him.
Where were you during this particular shoot, and how did this affect you?
Well, I was on scene as a cameraman and field producer, and to draw these emotions out of the athletes was a really special moment for me as a filmmaker. They really opened up over the course of the film shoot, and you could see by the end, after they had days and days in the equipment, living, camping in the valley where Camp Hale was incredible to see the transformation that they had during the week.
What kind of transformation do you mean? What happened?
In the beginning, it was all about ski action as if we were on any normal shoot. And as we got deeper into the history and wearing the equipment and integrating ourselves into the location, they just got more and more into it. For instance, Tony Seibert, in the beginning of the shoot, was a little uncomfortable talking about his grandfather. And once he got a little more comfortable wearing the equipment, stepping into his grandfather's shoes, so to speak, he opened up in terms of his interviewing and emotional connection with his grandfather.
You mentioned that you camped out during part of the filming. Now, Warren Miller films, you're usually going to very exotic locations, staying, I assume, in pretty luxurious conditions. But you folks went to Camp Hale, which was their main training ground near Leadville. And I understand that your crew, you wanted to fairly portray what some of these veterans went through. And the best way to do that was by connecting with that location. So tell me about camping at Camp Hale, especially using gear from 70 years ago.
We definitely wanted an authentic feel for the segment in the movie. And in order for us to do that, we felt it was important to live in that moment. And as a result, we camped in the valley, decided not to stay in a hotel down in Leadville. We worked in the original equipment. Our cameramen were wearing wool clothing, just as the athletes were when they were skiing. And we felt that all of this would help us connect to the story a little closer.
You mentioned the wool clothing. Here's one of the veterans you interviewed, Hugh Evans, talking about what training at Camp Hale was like.
And I thought they were going to kill us all off. Sleeping out in temperatures down to 30 below zero without a tent. You wake up in the morning, sometimes you're covered with snow. You just break yourself out.
Josh, you interviewed several veterans about their experiences. All of them are over 80 now. Was there one veteran who really struck you, really moved you?
Hugh Evans was most memorable in his story about how he was awarded the Silver Star in war, and his bravery and recollection of that story was incredible. After he told us that story, some other vets came up to us and said, that was a really special moment. Hugh rarely tells that story, and for him to pull that out was amazing.
Okay, you have to tell us what the story is, just really briefly. What did he say?
He explained how he overtook multiple Nazi strongholds on the ridge leading up to Riva Ridge and Mount Belvedere, which are the two famous points that were taken in the war by the 10th Division. His explanation of how he single-handedly took over three of these stronghold points that no American troops were able to infiltrate before the 10th came onto the scene, and they were able to move forward and get that much closer to overtaking the ridge.
Wow. Now, there's a short segment in the current film about the 10th Mountain Division. It's less than 10 minutes long, but you have also produced an hour-long piece just about the 10th Mountain Division. Is that right?
Yes, we felt that we were compromising some of these great stories that were being told, and there's only so much time we have in the film itself, and felt like this would be the best way to get those stories out. These veterans are into their 90s now, late 80s and 90s, and pretty soon there'll be no more storytellers to pass on these great tales, and we feel that this is a show we can take around to schools and present to kids who might not otherwise be able to learn about these things.
Josh, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Josh Haskins produced this year's Warren Miller Entertainment ski film. And now for an extreme sport of a different kind. We loved this story told by Andrea Leslie of Idaho Springs so much that we're bringing it back for another airing. It was part of our series, Here's What Happened.